Joining us now, he represents 5th Congressional District up in North Alabama. My friend, Congressman Bro Brooks is on the line. Congressman, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. I apologize. I just got through voting on the House floor on whether to give the city of Washington 2 U.S. senators.
Yeah, I saw your remarks about that. Giving D.C. statehood, those of you in D.C. Or have ever been up there, the other license plate, it says taxation without representation, but this looks like just one of the more shameless ploys by Democrats. I guess a more of a messaging thing, because it doesn't seem like it goes any further than what we saw today, right?
Well, I pray it won't go any further than today. We'll see how that plays out. For those who are unaware, we have some precedents over how to handle this. Back in the 1800s, Virginia, which had contributed some of the square mileage for the creation of the District of Columbia, said, hey, how about give us our land back? And the federal government did that. And then those people who now live in Northern Virginia, like Arlington, Alexandria, that neck of the woods, they now can vote on 2 U.S. senators, but they're Virginia senators. And the reasonable compromise is to let the Maryland part of the District of Columbia go back to Maryland.
So you would keep just the vicinity around the federal government buildings and, the Capitol and the White House. That would remain the District of Columbia, but those places like Northwest, D.C., Northeast, Southeast, that could go back to Maryland.
Sure. We've got some Marine barracks to the south of the Capitol, the Capitol itself, the mall, all the monuments, the White House. All of the federal buildings that we have here that constitute the central government, we could put all of those in the District of Columbia and give the residential areas to Maryland, and that would solve the problem. But that's not what the Democrats want. They want two more socialist senators, and so they're depriving Washington, D.C. residents of voting rights on U.S. senators by insisting that they have their own state, rather than going back to Maryland. To kind of put it into perspective, it'd be akin to us making a state out of Jefferson County, Alabama, or Mobile, Alabama, just making that into a state, giving them a congressman and 2 U.S. senators. Obviously, that's not right. They should not have the power of statehood.
I mean, even if they tried this and they weren't specific about what they were trying with the District of Columbia, it could be unconstitutional. It could be struck down by the court, right?
Well, that gets into a legal issue as to whether we can do this by statute or whether we have to do it by constitutional amendment. I personally believe that it has to be done by constitutional amendment, which means that 34 state legislatures would have to concur with it. If my math is right, is it 34 or 36? Maybe you can do the math right offhand, whatever two-thirds is. It might be three-fourths to actually ratify a constitutional amendment, two-thirds to create one that the states can then vote on. But it's a big number. It's in the 30s. And they're not going to get 30-something states to agree to a constitutional amendment that dilutes the powers of the 50 states.
Congressman, short on time here, but something else I wanted to get to while we got you. The police reform thing, the Senate bill didn't even make it out of, past the threshold for debate. But on the House side, there is one of these far left leaning proposals by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. But does it seem to you that Democrats want to keep this issue alive for the 2020 election campaign?
Absolutely. The Democrats are anti-police. Keep in mind the constituency of the Democratic Party. People who engage in crime, they're not supporting Republicans. They are a significant constituency in the Democratic Party, and to a very large degree, that explains the hesitancy of so many Democrat governors and so many mayors who refuse to enforce the law. They're afraid that they'll lose a block vote in a Democrat primary when they come up for re-election. Hence the problem that we have.
And to piggyback on that topic, this craze with the mob and these monuments going down and things like that, it seems to me that there are already laws on the books. There's existing laws that protect these institutions and these monuments, and they're just, do you get the sense that we're just not enforcing them? I'm talking about on the federal level specifically, though. Are you concerned about kind of this trend?
Well, on the federal level, we are going to be enforcing the law, but not all destruction of property, not all the riots involve violation of federal statutes. That's where you get into municipal ordinances or state laws. That's where you get into the politics of whether it is advantageous or disadvantageous for the mayors or the governors to push for enforcement of these laws. They're counting heads. They're afraid they're going to lose votes if they enforce the law. That is why the rioting has gotten as bad as it has. And that's what we're looking at nationwide, the more these socialist Democrats gain power.
But in the federal level, these national monuments, the ones we see in Washington, D.C., we saw one go down Albert Pike last week. You hear the talk about Mount Rushmore being threatened. These are the ones that are under the protection of the federal government. Does the Department of Justice or whatever mechanism that's there, the Department of the Interior, do they need to be more aggressive in protecting these monuments?
That is the position of the House Freedom Caucus, of which I am a member. Last night I met with President Trump's chief of staff for dinner, Mark Meadows. He and I were sitting next to each other. That certainly was a paramount item of discussion. In my judgment, you're going to see sometime soon a significant number of arrests related to those who have committed these criminal acts, and I hope that they will be able to get convictions for the arrests that come from these investigations.
Carson, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you for joining us on such short notice and making time for us.
Certainly, Jeff. Keep up the good work of helping people understand the serious challenges that America faces.
As always, Congressman Mo Brooks represents the folks in North Alabama in the 5th Congressional District. Always a pleasure to have him on. So I think that's a good sign of things to come, that we're finally going to get to see perhaps some action on this, because if you haven't been aware, if you haven't been watching, it seems like there are people running free rein. The mob is running free rein in Washington, D.C. They put up National Guard troops around the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. Those are targets of the quote-unquote mob. But they're not armed. These National Guardsmen aren't armed, but I guess they're holding their own. But what would happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we had a Democrat president, if you had Joe Biden as your president of the United States? What would that look like? Would he protect those? And it's not clear to me that he would. So that just, it's very uncomfortable to think that we could see any of those monuments on the Mall, the National Mall, defaced. We got to take another timeout. We will return. This is FM Talk 106.5.